For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's all about taking a leap on the next star.
Penix, out of the pocket. Penix, pump, angle, pylon, touchdown.
There's Knicks, going for the long ball. He's got a step on him, and the Broncos strike early with the touchdown to Franklin from 43 yards out.
This is a Draft Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy-efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
And this is why you don't want to play a Sean Payton team who has a young quarterback.
Draft Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, or the party people on the YouTube stream, youtube.com/1080am The Fan. Sup, y'all. NFL draft, 2 days away. We are just a hair over 48 hours from the NFL draft.
51 hours, 55 minutes, and 28 seconds, according to the clock over your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that. They're really counting this thing down on
they
ESPN.
They really are.
It's a big day. It is a big day.
It's a tentpole day. Or tentpole days.
Yeah, right, all three of them. Mm-hmm. This
Which
year is
3 days.
Such a weird day. Well, when you can make that money, you can make
I
that
know.
Money.
Three's
round
too much.
One. I like the round one.
Alone.
On a standalone.
Yes, but we can do 2 through 7 on day two.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, I'm all right with it. It fills the TV all day on Saturday.
I guess. I got to play a basketball, man. I'm good.
And see, you can just zone out.
Yeah.
Done. I'm out on that. I don't care. I'll get the alerts when somebody I care about.
Exactly. I'll get an alert when the Raiders draft somebody.
Yeah. So they kind of have an awareness of you don't have to be in on the draft if you don't want to be. But it's going to be there for the football junkies. And by golly.
We're in Green Bay this year?
Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yeah. Everybody gets a draft.
What's our weather like?
In Green Bay? Ooh, I'm going to say 55 early showers, overcast skies.
Oh, my God. 56. 65% humidity. That's right now. I'm pulling up the 10-day right now. So the draft's in 3 days. So it starts with what?
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah.
30, 58 and cloudy.
Oh, 58 and cloudy.
There you go. Friday, 51 with AM showers.
Oh.
Saturday, 59, mostly sunny.
All right. Well.
But you've got 10, 11, 17, and 19 mile an hour winds in the lead up. Remember Detroit last year was actually quite nice.
It was quite nice.
Quite nice.
It was quite
nice. Yeah, what did they say it was? It ended up being like over a million people. Good.
Million people.
There's not going to be a million people in Green Bay.
I don't think Green Bay can handle a million people.
No.
Could you imagine what would happen if a million people went to Green Bay, Wisconsin?
You imagine it honestly be pretty similar to what a million people would do here.
Oh, that's a lot of ranch dressing there, don't you know?
Oh, don't you know? Yeah. I wouldn't be close to that. No. Green Bay was Green Bay doesn't have the infrastructure for that.
Green Bay's population is 105,000.
There's yeah. no so way.
Smaller than Hillsboro and Beaverton.
Yeah. There's no yeah. way.
They got more land, though.
No. There's just, no
just way. Land.
No.
Not in Detroit. I'm talking not about Detroit. Like the city of Green Bay. Like there's more space, but like where do you stay?
Well, there's nowhere to stay. There's nowhere to put your car.
Yeah, I bet you if you own a restaurant or a bar in Green Bay, you're thrilled about this weekend.
Yeah, it's a good weekend. It's going to be smaller,
packed to
though.
The gills.
Oh yeah, nobody's getting a day off.
Yeah,
in
right?
Green Bay.
No,
it's like when I worked at for the summer at Sun River and
making those cheese curds all day.
When I worked for the summer at Sun River in college, and on the same day we had both the crawfish festival and Les Schwab's granddaughter's wedding.
Oh my gosh, what a
nobody
day!
Nobody got the day off.
Oh, what yeah. a day that is!
Yeah,
Les Schwab's granddaughter's wedding.
Hey, busy.
Was there free beef?
Dude, they had to have been. If you didn't get like a pepperoni stick in your like centerpiece,
box.
Like it's on there. Yeah, they had yeah. all those boxes. It was rare and ready to go.
Had the filet mignons in there.
Dude, it was so cool.
Or as my little sister used to call them, flaming yawns.
Did they have?
She had no idea. She's like, why do they call it a flaming yawn?
So one of my buddy's wives.
I've never heard that one before. That's
one of my buddy's wives who will remain nameless. She's a big Oregon State fan. Mm. She thought Ben Gulbranson, the mm-hmm. quarterback. She thought his name was Bengal Branson. because I mean, everybody...
Hey, well, look, that sounds like a Texas quarterback right yeah. there. Louisiana quarterback.
But if you say it, like, that's a name that everybody says his full name.
Yeah.
Like, they don't call him Ben, or they Branson. Don't call him Gulbranson. It was always Bengal Branson. And so she just thought it was Bengal Branson.
I mean,
Because it's just Bengal Branson. No, Ben... Gulbranson.
I think I like Bengal Branson better.
Right?
Bengal Branson did some spaghetti westerns.
Dude, Bengal Branson, that guy strips on the weekends
yeah.
and slings that rock all the rest of the week. Anyways, draft is coming up. This year is so different from other drafts in that the top end talent just isn't there. And that's been widely discussed. But offensive line, defensive line.
3 inches.
Very deep, but not deep with like the top end talent. Have you seen the number that has been going around for how many offensive linemen may be selected in the first round?
No.
We could see.
Let me guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you've got Campbell, Membu, and who's the other one in the top 10? God dang it.
Banks,
thank you. So those three will go in the top 10. Mm-hmm. I know there's a couple guys that have been rising. I'm going to go with 6.
Yeah. There's buzz out there. You could see 10
Good
offensive
God.
Linemen drafted in the first round, all right? So you have Will Campbell of LSU, Armand Membu from Missouri, Texas's Kelvin Banks, okay? Those guys are consensus
top
kind
10.
Of lock guys, yeah. right? You have Alabama's Tyler Booker and North Dakota State's Gray Zabel, who have all been mocked in late first rounds.
Yeah, he's the one of the big risers okay. over the last 2 weeks.
That gives you 5. A lot of buzz has been coming in for Josh Connerly of Oregon to slip into the first round. Ohio State tackle Josh Simmons. Ohio State guard Donovan Jackson. We're up to 8. Arizona guard Jonah Savainiana. And then you also have Georgia center Jared Wilson with an outside chance. That puts you at 10 of the top 32 picks in the NFL draft. Could be offensive
line. So Rutledge isn't in that group. That's interesting because
no.
he was a guy coming into the season. I know it's a guard. Guards typically aren't there unless you're the Quentin Nelson types where you're just like, yeah, no, this guy's a monster. But Rutledge was a guy that everybody kind of pegged as being the best lineman in this draft coming into this draft. And now he's not. So, okay.
But when you think about that number is staggering and it's
yeah,
unlikely that it will happen because you're damn near at a third of the first round, right? Would be offensive lineman. But think of it in these terms, right? You don't have a bunch of top-end talent, okay? You have depth in the trenches, and then what have the very good teams always done? They go offensive line late in the first round because you're sitting there going, all right, if the top end talent isn't there, the sexy pieces aren't there, where do you win?
Win in the trenches. And
if you look at what the Eagles have done.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles are prime example number one. Look what the New England Patriots did for years. Mm-hmm. They would, if they stuck in the first round, they were either taking an edge rusher or an offensive lineman. Likely what they were going to do is trade back into the second round, still draft an offensive lineman. That would be a first round pick, but there was somebody sexy there sitting that they wanted to trade up for. That's what all of the great teams do.
It's what Seattle has kind of done. But they really failed to do in the grand scheme. I was reading some of the, I think it was Mike Sean Dugar from The Athletic. Snyder has only drafted one Pro Bowl offensive lineman in his entire career in Seattle. And that was his very first draft.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, well, I mean, they did good with they took Cross and was it 3 years ago?
Abe Lucas?
Lucas, which they're solid. Yeah. But I started thinking about it and like, Philadelphia is obviously the gold standard of drafting in the trenches over the last 8 years.
They've gone tackle, and then they went wide receiver, defensive tackle, outside linebacker, and then last year, Quinyon Mitchell. But Nolan Smith, they went outside, edge, and linebacker. Mm-hmm. They love going down the road of we're going to get the big boys. Trenches are where you're going to win. Offensive line is deeper this year. They do have a lot of – there's some loaded defensive tackles.
Oh, this is one of the better interior defensive line classes when you're talking about depth in a while. Like, yeah, Mason Graham obviously is that guy. But, like, you go down the list and you're just like, so Jordan Birch is, like, a guy that could fall to the second, third round? And you're just like – but he's really good. It's like, yeah, that's the point. Like, there's so much depth to that position. The guy that you could typically see higher might be a little bit later just because there's so many good interior tackles.
So this is going to be – it'll be interesting to see kind of where teams go. And if you look at what the needs are of those teams in the back end of that first round as well, right? Chiefs need to get better on the offensive line because they've just been getting as many weapons as they can for Patrick Mahomes. So, yeah, they need to bolster the offensive line. Steelers, right? If they're going to go probably defensive line if they don't go quarterback in that first round. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? They're probably going to go to the edge or defensive tackle there near the back end of the first round.
Coincidentally enough.
Texans are going to go. O-line.
Every mock that I've looked at so far has the Seahawks taking Graves Abel.
Yeah. Well, offensive line.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to go O-line. It's the most important spot that you've got to fill out to make sure you're keeping your biggest investment upright. So there is this idea out there that we could see 10, potentially 10 offensive linemen. And here's the other part about O-linemen. They are part of a unit.
Mm-hmm.
They are cheaper to re-sign, and you get them for that fifth year. We could, week 10 seems egregious.
That does seem like a lot.
But
didn't we have a wide receiver draft where we had like nine wide receivers in the first round?
Well, last year we had a bunch of receivers taken in the first round. But I don't know if we've seen nine in a first round. That's a lot.
Yeah, I could have swore we did. I think it was like 2017 or something like that, 2018. There's a draft in there pre-COVID where there was just this massive run on wide receivers. I feel like that's the – what year was N'Keal Harry? Is that 2019?
I think it might have been a little bit further than that.
2018?
Yeah.
Whatever draft that was, I feel like there was a metric crap ton of wide receivers in that draft. He's now a tight end.
He's playing in the CFL. Yikes, dog.
Yikes, dog. Yeah.
Yeah, he was 2019 NFL draft. And then let's count up those receivers that they had there. I don't see very many receivers here.
Maybe I'm confusing that with another
one
draft.
Two. There was only two.
Oh, okay, so it's not that draft.
Not that draft. Not that draft.
I'll find it during the break.
Yeah, we'll find. Well, wait, we can find that out. We can find that out real quickly. Last year we had a ton, though. A ton. You may be thinking 2020, where there was a run that started with Henry Ruggs.
Ooh. Yeah.
You had Ruggs, Judy, CeeDee Lamb, Jalen Reagor, Jamar.
That's what I was trying to think of. Is Reagor.
Brandon Ayuk. So that's only six. Six. And then the top two picks of the second round were T. Higgins and Michael Pittman Jr.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So that was a pretty good one.
So the record, I just pulled it up. It's seven.
Seven?
It's Larry Fitzgerald draft, 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Get ready for your offensive lineman, though.
Yeah.
Coming off the board, hot and heavy, very quick. All right. We got some fun with audio. Did Shaquille O'Neal try to kill a Blazers legend?
Mm.
Next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, still to come on today's program, the highest paid athletes of all time. We've got some game twos tonight in the NBA. And then an Oregon Duck whose draft stock is sliding due to injury concerns. Bum, bum, bum. Mm. But we don't know what it is. And I, for the life of me, cannot figure out what it could be. But we have some fun with audio right now because Inside the NBA is a great show.
It is.
But they tried to kill Billy Ray Bates the other night.
That happens.
I don't think it does.
I mean, I think they've killed a few people, to be honest.
I don't think it does.
That's usually kind of a primetime thing.
Sunday, this conversation happened when they were talking about Ty Jerome coming off the bench for the with Cleveland Cavaliers and putting 28 points on the who did they play?
Heat
in game one. Right above him on all-time bench performances in a playoff debut was Billy Ray Bates, who scored 29 points off the bench on April 2nd of 1980.
There you go.
He scored 29 off the bench against the Sonics in his playoff debut. And it led to this conversation.
Listen, man, I consider you a friend of mine, Nico Harrison. I consider you a friend of mine.
This is not it.
I wish you nothing but the best.
This is not it. That is not it, my friend. That is not it. Well, I don't think that's the audio that I put on the old doc there. But.
Is it?
No, that's not it. Not sure what you grabbed.
Here. Should we try this? Do you trust me?
No.
Okay.
Because the clip I sent you is a minute and 10 seconds, and that is 30.
This one is a minute 13, and it's called Shaq Kills Off Billy Ray Bates.
Oh, well, okay, we're missing one other one then.
DeAndre Hunter did not score off the Cleveland bench.
Billy Ray Bates was built like a truck. Yeah, I wonder if he's still alive. This is a fair question.
No, but not on national television.
Yeah,
not unless you,
under your breath.
Not unless you know the answer.
I don't know the answer. That's why I asked. I know. Don't say that.
You do not need to ask a question like that.
I'm sorry to hear that, unfortunately.
Huh?
He passed away.
Thank you, Shaq.
I just asked a question. I wasn't trying to be whatever.
You ever heard of asking a question in a commercial break? Possibly.
We had his name on there.
You ever heard of Koof? The word. You don't have any.
I can't even ask questions.
No, you can't ask that one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Social skills.
Oh, forgive me. Forgive me, y'all.
121-100 is your final score. The Cleveland Cavaliers take game one over the Miami Heat. Game two will be Wednesday on NBA TV.
You're going to get us fired.
Wait, that's game on NBA TV?
Yep.
And y'all go disrespecting my Cavs again.
Cleveland has noticed it. Yeah, I've already seen what guys have said about NBA TV.
NBA TV disrespecting my Cavs.
Here's the problem. Shaq confidently said he's dead. Confidently said Billy Ray Bates is dead. Well, Ernie took to the TV yesterday.
And we welcome you back. We would like to issue a correction and an apology for something that happened last night on Inside the NBA. We were talking about Billy Ray Bates, who back in 1980 had one of the NBA's best playoff debuts coming off the bench with 29 points. In the course of our discussion, we passed on some bad information that Billy Ray Bates had passed away. While it was inadvertent, it was also inaccurate and insensitive and inexcusable. In short, we screwed up, and we apologize to Billy Ray Bates and his family.
What that did was, I think more people started tweeting out RIP Billy Ray Bates after that than the initial Billy Ray Bates conversation that they had in the dead of night.
I thought maybe he was thinking, like, he confused, like, Billy D. Williams?
Oh, yes.
But also alive.
Colt 45 works every time.
Billy D. Williams, still alive?
Still alive. I just Googled just to make sure, so I was like, did he go during COVID? Because there's a whole list of people that died in that period, and I'm just like, I can't remember, man. But look, I will say, we play the game, is he dead?
But
more frequently than we probably should.
It's the
confidence with which Shaq was like, no, he's dead.
Shaq was just like, yeah, no, he's dead. And it's like,
I have a feeling Shaq was very confident that Billy Ray Bates died of, like, a cocaine overdose in, like, 1988.
Why do you feel that?
Because he was so confident in him being gone. And also that era.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah. Ernie, with the dramatic apology, I feel like anytime somebody is killed off on this station, we need to have a dramatic apology.
There you go. We got it
immediately
wrong.
Following it.
Come back to the next segment.
Yeah. And that, by the way, that was the entire segment. They went commercial, Ernie, back to commercial, and Billy Ray Bates was back to being alive. So, hey, Blazers legend, Billy Ray Bates, very much alive.
Somebody's not doing their work.
Very much alive.
If they don't go get him. Like, put him on camera. Proof of life, this.
Yeah.
Somebody, wherever he's living.
Now, did he respond, like, I'm alive?
I haven't seen anything.
Huh. Obviously, somebody got to him.
Yeah.
They were not happy with Shaq and Chuck killing off Billy Ray Bates. I think Chuck was fine in this.
Yeah.
Is Chuck was dead? Just asking a question like, is he alive?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But I don't know.
Look, if you played during the 70s and 80s, I think it's a fair question to ask because you're probably in your late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a picture of Billy Ray Bates on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's put together still.
Yeah.
And Billy Ray Bates was out of the NBA by the time Chuck got in.
Oh,
because
God.
His last season in the NBA was 82-83, Billy Ray Bates.
So, yeah, I mean,
he played from 78 to 83.
He was a white-hot flash in the pan.
Yeah,
you ain't wrong.
Kind of faded away pretty quick.
Yeah, averaged over his career 11 points, 1.7 rebounds, 1.9 assists, 0.8 steals in his career.
Fan text line, Carl Withers dead, Billy D. Williams alive.
No, I don't.
Yeah, Carl Withers.
Oh, Carl Withers is dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Carl Withers dead, Billy D. Williams alive.
That's why Carl Withers is not in Happy Gilmore 2.
He will be.
In
up
memoriam.
In the sky. Yeah. Chubbs is going to be up in the sky. With grandma. They've got to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they already have like him waving as a ghost from the first one.
Get the rights.
Yeah. Well, he died in the first one.
Yeah, see? It'd be a lot weirder if he was back.
It would be weirder if he was in there.
But not really. It was just in the story.
He'll be in Happy Gilmore 2 waving from the sky. I believe.
It's all in the hips.
Somebody else is going to die in Happy Gilmore 2, and it's going to be like just like superimposed over
that. Me it's Ben Stiller.
Wow.
Well, he was very mean in that.
Yeah.
He's in it.
The nursing home employee?
Yeah,
I know he's in it.
The AC unit falling on him would be a fitting conclusion.
Yeah. Mista.
I think I killed the Mista lady. I've seen that he is in Happy Gilmore 2. I don't know. Now, here's where it'll be interesting. If Carl Weathers is in like the cast right now, like when you go to their IMDb page, then we know he's going to be credited at some point for being in it. But they got everybody back, man. They got
They don't have
Ben Stiller,
I'll
Julie
see
Bowen
you after the guy because he's
Christopher
he's
McDonald. Yeah, well he's dead. Nail in the head guy.
Yeah.
Jaws from James Bond.
Yeah,
I forget which James Bond movie, but
Nick Swardson is in it. Eminem and Bad Bunny are in it. Paige Spiranek, Rory McIlroy, Travis Kelce, Lee Trevino. Oh, Lee Trevino's back.
Yes.
Jack Nicklaus
just
is in it.
Shaking his head disgustingly.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Was that pre or post, like, reverse heel turn?
It's probably right about that time.
Oh, John Daly.
Oh, God, yes.
Boy. He's going to play, like, Santa Claus or something, isn't he?
No, he's going to play John Daly.
John Daly playing himself. Brooks Koepka is in it. Will Zalatoris.
Yes.
The caddy.
Jordan Spieth, Scottie Scheffler, Ricky Fowler. Boy, they got Justin Thomas. There's a lot of golfers in this.
I bet you that there's a ninth at nine situation with John Daly.
Yeah. Keegan Bradley is in it. As Keegan Bradley. He's going to be the new Bob Barker who beats up Happy.
Yeah.
Ooh, is he going to have that killer? If I remember correctly, he's got a killer stash lately.
No,
Keegan
Drew
Bradley
Carey
does.
Huh?
Like a fantastic caterpillar right on his top lip.
I do not see Drew Carey.
That's disappointing. Going to that well again would have been great.
I'll tell you what. Every golfer is on this. Xander Schauffele. Dude.
Well, they did have a billion golfers in the first one, too.
Yeah. Well.
When we got, I mean, Shooter's back, right?
Shooter McGavin is going to be back.
And is Julie Bowen back, too?
Welcome to the conversation. Those were the first two people I named.
All right. Cleo. Hey.
Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
All right. This is a long way to say Billy Ray Bates still alive.
I'm going to sit the rest of this one out.
All right.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Coming up on the worst day on the web, Child Fight Club? Yeah, it's a thing. But first, here's Jeff Ross with the Sports Zone Update.
I hate you guys so much.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
On 1080 The Fan. It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
Oh, this is a Dusty Harris submission. This is out of Jonesboro, Arkansas.
You want to know what's funny? When we were in Mexico, met a group of people who were from Jonesboro. That's where Arkansas State is. Mm. Those folks like to party. One of them...
Red Wolves?
Yeah, Red Wolves. Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
They like to party, and they were... boy, I'll tell you what. This story, after talking to them, I was like, I could see it. They were great people. Loved hanging out with them.
Look, you've got a friend who just moved to Arkansas. I know. I have some friends that are from Arkansas. They are. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
They like to have their fun. A lot of hog shooting. A lot of hog shooting down there. That's you know, it's unlimited hogs.
They're an invasive species.
So they just go out. Like, this is going to get so off the rails here real quick. There are chartered hunts you can do in Arkansas where you can take a little bird helicopter with a fully automatic rifle and night vision.
I had a buddy who did this for his bachelor party. And it was in Texas, though.
Oh, in Texas? Yeah, but you can, because their hogs are so overwhelming, there is no number.
Yeah.
But you can throw night vision goggles on with a 249, like if you're a military guy, recognize the movies, 249 is the saw.
Yeah.
The squad assault weapon. And it's a belt-fed monster, and you can sit up there and heat that barrel up till it's white hot, yeah, killing hogs.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they do in Arkansas. You know what they do in Arkansas? Mm. Kid Fight Club.
Yeah, this is a thing. And my favorite part, did you see the name of this school?
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, it's a fantastic name. It's a fantastic name. The Delta Institute for the Developing Brain and the Engage Program. TDIDBE.
Yeah. So the police arrested four people, including the director of the school.
The ringleader of a makeshift child fight club.
It was a, apparently there was a 30 minute incident where you have like teachers pairing up kids to fight, and video was taken of it where the teacher was instructing the students to hit each other in the privates area.
What's the first rule of fight?
What? This is like, first of all, wild to think that they're like, yeah, no, get them in the junk. Absolutely abhorrent. Like, this is the worst of the worst of people.
Again, Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some hillbilly tendencies here. Look, and again, not the same thing. Overseas, we had our animal fight clubs.
Yeah.
Where we would take camel spiders and scorpions and pit them in fights.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You put them in a matchbox or inside of a box, and then you put them in a pit and you see what happens.
But here's,
there may or may not have been betting on that.
Here's the deal. It was basically like all of their employees were in on, what I don't know, and this is going to come out, is that, were they like wagering?
That's what I was saying. I want to see the video.
Were they betting on these kids fighting?
Mm-hmm.
Why else are you going to do it?
Well, I mean, look.
You're not, but you're not wrong. Like that attitude right there is like,
no, you stream,
probably how this
stream
happened.
It on the dark web.
Dude.
Get the influx of payments in. Like, look, the Spartans used to throw their babies off a cliff if they didn't think they were worthy enough. So this isn't that far from that.
Yeah. Man, it just, the lady who is the ringleader, the director of the school, she also has a name that is like, it's only because of the movie Ted. It's alarm bells are just ringing. Mary Tracy Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, remember when they're going through the girls that are red flag names?
Yeah, it was Mary, Tammy.
Yeah, well, Tracy was one of them. And then it's Tammy Lynn, Amberlynn, yeah, like all, anything with Lynn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mary Tracy Morrison. That is that's a name that gives you that, you know, and it's only because of the movie Ted.
Yeah, and she's out of central casting for what you would imagine. Honestly, all these people are. If you're wondering, the ringleader is currently being held on $250,000 bond.
That is pretty big. I would assume
that means they got the goods.
I would assume in order to get the first of all,
it's 10% for bail, right?
In order for her to start that school.
Yes, but I only know that because of Law and Order.
Yeah.
In order for her to start that school, she's probably had to clear several background checks. Mm-hmm. So this is like a first-time offender. They're going, no, you're not going to get off lightly on this one. That's a hefty bail.
It is. Everybody else got hit. I should say everybody else. One of them, there's four. One of them got $100,000 and two others got $10,000.
Dang.
But did any of them get hit in the junk?
I mean, no.
Just the kids?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Instructed by other kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fan text line. I didn't even need to wait to hear it. I knew Danny would mildly defend this.
Yeah. Well,
look, there's an economy for everything.
I wonder how many times that this has happened, though.
Oh, I mean, this is not the only time.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, this is just one of the ones that we heard about.
And again,
and one, I would be like, that'd be so furious if I'm sending my kid to this place, right?
Oh, there'd be a fight club, all right.
Yeah.
If I found out my kid was put in a fight club,
like,
oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, would not be a student fight club, though.
No, there'd be a fight club, all right.
Those are...
Guess what? I might not look like much, but...
Those are like, I mean, you're talking, they're in the early stages of this investigation,
mm-hmm.
and they're already like, yeah, I mean, we have video of it that went public, so we kind of know.
How is it that you go about replacing basically like 80% of a school staff?
Well, here's the crazy thing.
Like this.
So the attorney for the defense, they argue that the affidavit failed to provide evidence of actual physical injury to the victim and argued that the charge of permitting abuse of a minor be amended.
Yeah, so they're not saying it didn't happen. Technicality here.
Yeah.
They're saying, well, nobody really got hurt. It's like, dude, you organized a fight club for children, which, yeah. Look, I bet there's a lot of elementary and primary teachers that are like, I wish at some point.
Oh, God.
But
yes.
Nobody.
Thin out the herd?
You don't do any. The intrusive thoughts should not win.
I had this conversation with my wife the other day.
Don't
about
let it happen.
Intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
And look, you guys are probably different from me, but anytime I see my wife incredibly comfortable on the couch, like too comfortable, I have to go over and bother her. Not every time. Not every time. And I explain to her, I go, there's so many times I see you on the couch all comfortable with the puppies and you're watching your shows. And I think it'd be really funny if I just went over there and like smushed her into the couch or tickled her or, and I go, I don't.
Wait, hold on. Smushed her into the couch?
Yeah, just go lay on top of her.
hey, breathe into this pillow.
Hey, this rag smell like chloroform?
And I go,
this is my not surprised face.
I do it maybe one out of every like 10, 15 times. And she was like, what? And I was like, the intrusive thoughts. They're there all the time.
Yeah.
And that's Danny holding back on them.
And I see. It is.
You're like, here I am sitting here thinking I'm going to get applauded for this. And now I'm the bad guy?
I'm thinking I'm the good guy for only doing it one out of every 10, 15 times where it crosses my mind.
Come on. Like, deal is in. He says,
see? Yep.
The school is running a fight club. Your kid is 5-0. Can you be mad at that point? If they're winless, maybe. Yeah. Yes, I'd still be.
You got the kid that's in the 99th percentile of the growth scale, and
I would still
you got
be
Igor out there?
I would still be upset, but if how does this video go public?
It takes a little bit of the sting away.
I can't believe you. I mean, hey, good job. I can't believe you.
If you were to ask me like how this actually goes public, I would say that somebody probably lost a wager and got upset, and that's how this ends. And that's how this ended. You know, like how? Other than that, the kids. Are going, not going home and talking about fight clubbing at school? Like, that's the wild part, too. It's like, hey, how was your day at school? Well, good. You know, yeah. I took out Russ today.
Where the...
rear naked chokehold. Dad made him tap. It's like, what? Huh?
Just, hey, Dad, guess what? I used the figure four leg lock that you showed me last week.
Well, teacher Mary Tracy told me to go for the private. It's like, how does this... How did these morons think that this was going to be something that they were like, you know what, we could do this?
I feel like that's the part we're sleeping on the most here, is that telling them to go after the privates.
Yes.
Just, I mean, the fight club alone is abhorrent enough.
Yes.
But then you add on top of it, go for the privates.
I was trying to remember where they're from. The what has now become like the first family of UFC, the Khabib's family.
Mm-hmm.
They're all from Dagestan. Imagine if you have like this school and like that family is a part of this school.
Yeah, it's probably not going well for your kid.
You know what I mean? Like, oh God.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're all just fighting freaks. And I mean that in, like, the most
See?
Glorious manner. Like, that family is, like, they are, like, modern-day Spartans reborn. They are disgusting, everything that they do. They are unbelievably good at in the ring. But, like, imagine if you had, like, one of those families. Like, would they be mad?
No, I think they started the Delta Force, whatever this school is called.
The Delta Force School.
Delta Force School of Fighting. But instead, they named it the Delta Institute for Brain Growth and Progress.
It sounds a lot like for the school for kids who can't read good. It has the same vibes.
Yeah, that UFC parent owns an LLC called Expendables LLC.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm going to Google address this school just to try to see
the neck of the woods it's in.
Yeah, just see, you know, get a lay of the land.
Are we in the Ozarks here?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
My geography familiarity with Arkansas is not that high.
Well, now, Jonesboro, I believe, is also quite famously known for something else, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think it's the same one.
No, different Jonesboro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. It's straight out of Central Casting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking.
Yeah, it's straight out of Central Casting. It's northwest of Memphis.
Yeah. Yeah. You're close to Memphis.
Yeah.
Boy.
You're in the northern tip, as it were, of Arkansas.
Don't be mean.
Oh, buddy. Did you Google Maps this?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see what we're dealing with?
I'll tell you what. There's a lot of Delta Institutes in the area. I cannot find the one for the developing brain.
The center has to be at least three times this size.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, noted, do not try to start a child fight club wherever you are.
Mm. Or if you do, don't film it.
Danny.
Well, why else are you going to try to start one up?
Rust.
Live stream to the dark web.
Who are you
VPNs
guys?
VPNs only.
Golly.
Be smarter about being a criminal.
Oh, man. All right.
It is what it is.
Here we are.
That's our worst day on the web. Coming up next, we have a trade in college football. Dan and Dusty, Tenney the Fan. We have a trade, kind of, in college football. Don't normally see this one, but the...
Normally, this is the first time ever, man.
The curious case of how much money can I get from Nico Iamialava going from Tennessee, or trying to bump his pay up to $4 million, wasn't going to happen at Tennessee, goes to UCLA and got $900,000. Well, now UCLA's quarterback, who's the former App State quarterback, is transferring to Tennessee.
Hey.
Joey Aguiar is going to transfer from UCLA to Tennessee. Nico from Tennessee to UCLA. Also, Nico's brother, Madden, is also transferred to UCLA.
Well, okay, those are two separate things there, but Joey Aguiar going from App State to UCLA, where he thought he was going to be the starter, and he transferred in December.
Mm-hmm.
That was a done deal. This is why we're bringing you in. And Joey Aguiar was good at App State.
Yes.
Like, he has multiple passing records at Appalachian State. Now, you look at him, and just this past year at App State, what is it? He threw for 3,000 yards, completed 56% of his passes. Year before, 3,700 yards, 33 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Like, he's not a bad quarterback by any stretch. And he ends up getting ousted because Deshaun Foster's like, you know what I'm going to do? I got my guy, and it's Nico. So Nico goes from Tennessee to UCLA. UCLA's quarterback goes from Brentwood to Knoxville. It's the first ever trade of quarterbacks. Mm. We did it.
It feels like we've gotten close to this, but we never actually had it happen.
No, not in this short of order either. Mm-hmm. Like, this is really quick on the turnaround and all this. But you have both of them got what they wanted. And look. Tennessee.
Joey really got what he wanted.
Yeah, Tennessee, they're getting a dude. Is he Nico? No, but you know what? He's experienced. Two-year starter.
That might matter more.
You have him for 2 years to play because he went to a community college before that. And this is a guy who he wanted to be at UCLA because he's a California kid. He's from Northern California. And you get him where you have experience under his belt, you know he can be an efficient passer, he's seen a lot of football, and you can just plug in, play him. He's not undersized either. He's 6'3". He's got a good arm on him. It's all right. And now for UCLA, they don't just get Nico. They got his brother, too. You mentioned mm-hmm. Madden. he transferred from Arkansas to UCLA. I remember we had Eric on, Ainge on the other day when we were talking about Nico, and he was like, it's a weird fit there because Madden was committed to UCLA for the longest time, flips on signing day to UCLA, goes to Arkansas, and he's only there for a couple of months, early enrollee, already out, and he's at UCLA. This family may have gotten both their kids to UCLA. They have botched this at every turn.
Yes.
Every single turn. They have done everything that you do not do in the recruiting process.
And this is where I kind of get to that same point in general about this is the market playing out.
Yeah.
And I like everybody talks about, well, what about those bad actors? Well, the bad actors ended up in the worst place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. We've seen this now with him. We've seen it with Jaden Rashada. Like,
if I'm a UCLA fan, I don't know if I feel good about where we're going.
I don't.
You know? Like, that team was better than what we thought they were going to be, especially after Big Ten Media Days and the press conference that Foster had. And
we're in L.A.
They fought. They fought all year long. Mm-hmm. And they put up some really good fights over the course of the season. But if this is the way you're going to go,
it's a lot of desperation.
It is.
It's a lot of desperation.
It is.
All right, let's keep it in the football world. In the NFL draft, as ESPN is telling you, it's coming up. It's 51 hours away.
No way.
It's pure smokescreen season, and boy, are the takes flying. We'll get to that next here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.